I didn't think of it that way, that you had to be selective coming off Best Picture. You know, I wrote this script at the same time that I wrote Moonlight. It was actually really nice when all the Oscars and awards stuff started to really just know what the next piece was going to be.
Barry Jenkins tells WTOP he's a longtime fan of James Baldwin, who wrote the novel about a pregnant teen trying to prove the innocence of her falsely accused fiancé.
I was just really surprised at how romantic it was, but then still how still managed to make this very, I think, persuasive argument about the brokenness of the American justice system.
Jenkins poetically directs with voiceover freeze frames, an adorable single take around an empty first apartment, a slow motion circling camera in a smoke-filled room, and a baby's POV at childbirth.
I'm always trying to find ways to really do things with the form, with the actual aesthetics that heighten the experience.
Expect another Best Director nomination, perhaps pitting him once again against Damien Chazelle after their infamous Oscar envelope gaffe.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture.
La La Land.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Even in my dreams, this could not be true. Oh my goodness.
It's kind of lovely because those films are very, very different. La La Land and Moonlight. And these films are different. First Man and Beale Street. And I think it's really cool that for whatever crazy reason, these two storytellers are somehow always linked.
Watch our full conversation on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.